How well are you? How about your family, your kids? Health is very important for the longevity of your life, for the enjoyment. And so around this time, every Wednesday from now on, going to be bringing you something that I've decided to dub Wellness Wednesday, mainly because I just love alliteration and it's easy to remember. And basically what that means is every Wednesday, you're going to be treated to a guest speaker from Northwest Remote Health, someone who could work across any of the various areas of healthcare that they cover, like, you know, podiatry, physiotherapy, nutrition, and others that now my brain goes blank about. But that's going to be what you get for Wellness Wednesday over the next few weeks. But to kickstart all of that, given the fact that Northwest Remote Health focus heavily on allied health, thought we'd start with just, well, what is allied health? Michael Smith is the NDIS project lead and administration support officer for Northwest Remote Health. Michael, just before we start all that, what attracted you to a career in healthcare?
Sure. So I'm a pretty massive fan of health in general. I love being going out and exercising and being really conscious of what I'm putting in my body and kind of aging in a way that I want to, so that in 10, 20, 30 years, I feel really healthy and well. And I'm really lucky to work for an organization, I suppose, that shares those values and has a really big emphasis on supporting health for people from a really young age through to older adults and encouraging healthy aging. So I think that passion for helping people age appropriately and stay really healthy and involved in things like exercise or being out in the garden and movement and those sort of pieces is a really big reason why I chose to work in the health industry.
Now, you're the NDIS project lead. What does that actually mean?
So that's it's a gateway, I suppose, for people who have an NDIS plan and then want to access services. So my role is to link up people who are on the NDIS with the services that we provide with North and West Remote Health.
Now, the reason we're speaking for this first Wellness Wednesday segment, Michael, is to talk about just allied health generally, because over the next few weeks, the Northwest audience are going to meet many different allied health professionals within North and West Remote Health. But I've found that unless people have had to access allied health before, they don't necessarily know what it means.
That's exactly right. And I suppose that's where I can help today. So your listeners are probably quite familiar with people like doctors and nurses who they see at the hospital, or if they go to the GP and need a prescription or any immediate medical attention. But outside of those professions is a whole suite of other professionals who we call allied health professionals who can help you if you might not necessarily need treatment from a doctor, but you still need some medical help. And their role is to provide a really holistic and well-rounded approach to your healthcare. And they focus on things like prevention and improvement of lifestyle factors rather than treatment as such.
What types of professions are we talking about? I know physiotherapists, occupational therapists. What else is there?
Yeah, good question. So we have podiatrists who specialise in things like foot care, or if you get pain when you walk in your lower legs, they can help. We have dietitians who can help with things like weight management, or if you have someone in your family who might be particularly fussy with eating and not getting all the nutrients they need through their meals, a dietitian can offer some strategies in that space. You mentioned occupational therapists, which cover the lifespan from early childhood with things like behaviour management or creating routines for things like getting ready for school, through to the healthy aging. So they can help with putting rails up in your home if you need some help getting in and out of the shower or up and off the toilet. And they can also help with setting up a falls alarm if you might be prone to falling or you're worried. They can help tee that sort of thing up for you.
How do people go about accessing allied health? I mean, that sounds like a very obvious question, but like we just said before, Michael, if you don't even know that these services are available or what could be out there to help you, how do you begin that journey?
Yeah, there are quite a few avenues, which is a really positive thing. So I definitely encourage listeners to chat to their doctor about it in the first instance. If they have questions or things they want to focus on, they can ask their doctor who else can help me out there in the region, and organisations like North and West Remote Health are certainly one. Or the beauty of our organisation is you can self-refer. So if you visit our website, just nwrh.com.au, you can complete a referral form online to what might be helpful for you, or you can give us a buzz as well if you just want to chat it through and find out a little bit more. And that number is 1-800-799-244.
I think there is definitely this perception in the Northwest that a lot of services aren't available out here, and that probably extends to allied health as well. How much does telehealth play in the delivery of these types of things as well?
So it's certainly an option for people, for our clients with North and West Remote Health. But part of our speciality, I suppose, is that we can offer things like home visits. And we do go out to the regional or more regional towns like Cloncurry and Julia Creek, Djara and Boulia. So we do have a travelling team that goes throughout the region. So we can certainly offer services that way too.
Looking forward to chatting to more of your team, Michael, over the next few weeks and months as we get more of these Wellness Wednesday segments in. Starting it off a little bit more general this week, just talking about allied health overall. Is there anything else that people listening this morning, conscious that we're not here to give specific medical advice here on the ABC, but anything else that would be really helpful for people to be aware of?
I would say that don't feel like you have to make absolute changes to be healthy. You don't have to throw out all the junk food that's in your fridge. You don't have to run every single day, but it's just the accumulation of really small choices. Like, today I'm going to eat an extra vegetable that I might not have eaten, or it's quite nice outside, I'm just going to go for a stroll around the block. And those small, tiny little tasks can build up over time to really help you lead a healthier lifestyle. So it's just small changes, nothing big that you ever need to do.